Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Three finalists named in Gillette Police Chief Search. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette has narrowed its search for a new police chief to three finalists. The candidates are Scott Blystone, Jeffrey Hattersley, and George Dingfelder. The public will have an opportunity to meet all three during a meet and greet Wednesday, August 12th at 6 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. According to a press release from the City of Gillette, Blystone currently serves as a patrol captain with the Portsmouth Police Department in Virginia and has more than 22 years of law enforcement experience. Hattersley has more than 36 years in public safety and most recently served as deputy police chief in Desert Hot Springs, California. Dingfelder currently serves as police chief of Alamosa, Colorado, and has 37 years of law enforcement experience, including previous service with the Colorado State Patrol and U.S. Army. All three candidates have extensive leadership backgrounds and advanced education in criminal justice or related fields. The city has not announced when a final selection will be made. Gordon, Gray clash over data center votes during state lands meeting. A disagreement over data center projects turned into a heated exchange Thursday between Governor Mark Gordon and Secretary of State Chuck Gray during a meeting of the State Board of Land Commissioners. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gray said he mistakenly voted in favor of a June easement tied to a power generation facility supporting a proposed Google data center near Cheyenne because he believed it was for an oil and gas project. He blamed what he called inadequate notice of agenda items and said projects involving data centers, wind, and solar should be more clearly identified for board members. Governor Gordon strongly rejected that claim, saying board members receive meeting materials a week in advance and have ample opportunity to ask questions before voting. Gordon accused Gray of failing to review the information and said the secretary appeared to be unprepared during Thursday's meeting, adding that Gray, quote, sounded like a jackass in a tin barn. The dispute continued during Thursday's meeting when Gray initially opposed a temporary access permit for tri-state generation and transmission, questioning whether it was connected to wind, solar, or data center development. After discussion, Gray changed his vote when officials said the permit was simply for access to an existing electrical substation used for power reliability. The exchange comes as Gray campaigns for Wyoming's lone seat in the U.S. House, where he has made opposition to data center development a key issue in his Republican primary. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.